知音服务源于聆听亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年3月4日星期三，我们再次荣幸的邀请到来的传染跑步为我们继续讲解永恒的且贪念经，是且贪念者而贪念者。Hare Krishna
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare, Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami in the science of the Absolute Truth.
Today we will continue to read the Yohana Chaitanya Jing, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami in the science of the Absolute Truth.
Speaking this morning from Sri Mayapur Dham.
我们今天依然在 Sri Mayapur 给大家直播。
Mayapur now is very quiet because everybody has gone on the Gora Mandala Parikrama.
那现在呢 ，Mayapur 是非常的宁静的，因为大多数的奉献者都参加了 Gora Mandala Parikrama， 绕在 Mayapur 走 ，Navadvipa 走的道。
And all the Chinese devotees go on parikram every day.
所有的中国的奉献者几乎每一天呢都参加了这个 parikram 绕拜。
They are very courageous.
他们非常的勇敢。
Because they have to leave early in the morning, they come back late at night.
因为每天早上一早就要出发，然后晚上才能回来。
They walk all day.
每一天呢都要从早走到晚。
And they hear about different pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
这一路上呢，要聆听 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不同的逍遥时光。
This parikram is a very ancient tradition.
这个绕拜就是这个 parikram 呢，它是一种非常传统的。
Which was inaugurated by Lord Nityananda.
是非常古老的一个传统，是由 Nityananda 所发起的。
Because Jiva Goswami was feeling separation from Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢 ，Jiva Goswami 呢，他时时刻刻的在和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离的这种痛苦之中。
So he came to Navadvipa and asked Lord Nityananda to describe pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，他就来到了这个 Navadvipa， 请主 Nityananda 来描述这些上演着主的不同逍遥时光的地方。
So Lord Nityananda began to describe different pastimes.
主 Nityananda 就开始讲述了这些不同的逍遥时光。
And Lord Jiva and Jiva Goswami said, "Why are you telling me the stories? Why don't you take me to those places?"
那 Goswami 他说，你为什么只是给我讲这些逍遥时光呢？还不如带我去这些地方吧。
So Lord Nityananda decided to take Jiva Goswami with him and take all the devotees from Navadvipa also.
那这样的主 Nityananda 呢，他就带路带上了。Jiva Goswami 同时又带上了 Navadvipa 的这些所有的奉献者。
And they went to all the different islands of Navadvipa. Navadvipa means nine islands.
Navadvipa 的意思就是九个岛，所以他们就去了所有的岛。
And they went from one island to another and discovered all these wonderful places of pastimes.
那他们从一个岛呢，就来到另外一个岛，在这一路上就发现了、发掘了很多的上演逍遥时光的地方。
And then much later on, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this book called Navadvip Dham Mahatmya.
然后很多年之后呢 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他就写了一本书叫 Navadvip Dham Mahatmya.
And in this book, he describes all the details of what happens on each island.
然后在这本书里，他就描述了每一个岛上所发生的事情。
So, after Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati inaugurated again this parikrama in a very big way.
然后呢，在这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 之后 ，Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他又掀起了更加规模壮大的 parikrama 绕拜圣地。
Every year, the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati do this parikrama. It takes 7 days, and thousands of them are going out.
然后 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 的这些追随者们，他们成千上万，他们每一年都会聚集在一起，然后用一周的这个时间来进行九个岛的绕拜。
Sometimes they have groups of 10,000 people.
有的时候呢，可能整个团队达到一万人之多。
All walking all day from one place of pastime to another.
他们就从一个上面逍遥时光的圣地走到另外一个圣地。
And then it was inaugurated again by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
然后在此之后呢？又由这个就是国际 Krishna 知觉协会又再次掀起了这个绕拜九岛。
So, it's quite an endeavor for this parikrama to take place because you have to manage a few thousand devotees.
那要组织这样一个大型的 parikrama 呢，要付出很多的这个努力。因为经常是几千人参加的。
Because most of the devotees sleep on the spot, they have to sleep in tents, they have to take shower from a bucket.
那很多的这个奉献者呢，他们晚上的时候就是住在当地，然后在这个帐篷下面，然后就在早上的时候沐浴，要用那个水桶接着水来沐浴。
And they have to carry all the luggage.
然后还要。随身的就是带很多的行李。
And they have a huge mobile kitchen, so they can cook all the meals for the devotees.
还有巨型的这种移动厨房，可以为这么多的人来做普沙楞。
It's an extraordinary experience, and I hope that in the future many Chinese devotees will take part in this parikrama.
那这样的一个 parikrama 呢，可以说真的是非同寻常的一种特殊的经历。我也希望在不久的以后。能够有更多的这个奉献者，中国奉献者来参加这个绕拜。
So the devotees left 5 days ago. They have 2 more days.
奉献者是五天之前出发的，现在还有两天。
And today is March the 4th.
今天是三月四日。
And in 5 days, we will all celebrate Sri Gopurnima.
在五天之后，我们就会一起来庆祝这个 Sri Gopurnima.
So this is.With Janmashtami, Gopurnima is the biggest celebration of the year.
这个是除了 Janmashtami 主 Krishna 的显现日之外，一年当中最盛大的节庆。
Even though there are limitations in China in terms of getting together,
虽然在中国现在大家还是在家里面很难聚到一起。
You should all make an effort to prepare this Gopurnima festival very nicely.
但是我们每个人还是要为这个 Gopurnim 就是这三年马哈帕布的显现日做出积极的准备。
And the best way to celebrate the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to chant Hare Krishna very nicely and to cook excellent prasadam.
那要去庆祝这方面马哈帕布的显现的一个最好的方法还是非常努力的念好你的圈数给这个这方面马哈帕布做出美丽的大餐。
What day of the week is the 9th?
那么我们看一下这个三月九日它是一个星期一。
Is anyone giving class on Monday?Yeah? No?
Yes, yes.
Anyway, there should be some classes on Lord Chaitanya's pastime on that day.
那在这一天的呢，这个最好是主讲者能够讲到这方面马哈帕布的 显现这个格尔利拉。
Hopefully, Nrisimha Maharaj can give a lecture online.
希望就是 Nrisimha Maharaj, 对不起，希望这个 Nrisimha Maharaj 能够在网上给大家讲一课。
Okay, so we're going to continue now from Lord Chaitanya's instruction to Sanatan Goswami.
现在我们继续来讲 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢给 Sanatan Goswami 的就是教诲。
Last week, we covered the different manifestations of Lord Krishna in the spiritual world.
上一周我们讲到了主 Krishna 在灵性世界的不同的展示。
If we need to understand how extraordinary and unlimited Krishna is, this is how we learn about his potencies and his energies.
那如果我们想了解一下主 Krishna 是如何的无穷无尽，他的如何的这种辉煌的这个展示的话，那我们就要去了解他的这一方面的这个展示出来的能量。
It's not a topic which is easy to understand because there are a lot of technical informations.
这个主题不太容易理解，因为这里面有很多专业性比较强的内容。
But it's good to know about it.
就是非常的详尽，但是呢，要了解呢，就是还是非常的好。
And the most important thing to understand is, it is not possible to realize the opulence of Krishna unless we apply ourselves to the process of devotional service.
那有一点是非常的重要的，就是除非我们能够去从事。对主 Krishna 的奉爱服务，否则的话呢，是不可能去了解到他的这些富裕的。
Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在《国家梵歌》里面讲到了。
He tells Arjuna, "You cannot understand me unless you practice devotional service."
那主 Krishna 呢对 Arjuna 说，除非你能够做这个奉献服务，否则你是不可能了解我的。
And when we talk about devotional service, we don't talk about being active mechanically.
那当我们说到这个奉献服务的时候呢，并不是说是一种非常机械的，但是看似非常积极的一种服务。
Devotional service means that we express devotion.
那所谓奉献服务意味着就是说我们去表达我们的奉爱之情。
It's not just the body and the mind at work, it's also expressing the heart.
并不仅仅是你的身体和心理在活动，最重要的还是你内心的爱的表达。
There are many people who are expert in doing so many things, but it doesn't mean that they have devotion.
很多人他们做了各种各样很多的事情，但是并不意味着他们就有这份奉爱之心。
So the essence of bhakti yoga is when we express our love in one pointed attention onto Krishna.
那么就是所谓奉爱服务呢，就是意味着一个人他以 Krishna 为唯一的一个目标，专一不二的去表达对他的奉爱之情和行动。
So how do we learn to focus on Krishna?
那我们怎么样才能知道？如何专注于 Krishna 呢？
We do it by associating with the devotees.
那这个可以通过和奉献者的联谊做到。
And especially through the chanting.
特别是通过念诵。
When we chant the holy name, we focus on the sound vibration.
当我们念诵或者唱诵的时候，我们的这个注意力呢，都是锁定在这个圣名之上的。
Knowing that the sound of the name of Krishna is none different than Krishna himself.
那我们知道，我们同时是知道，在这个圣名的这种音阵和 Krishna 本人是没有区别的。
And this is something very, very important to remember is that the secret of success in practicing Krishna consciousness is in the quality of our chanting.
那还有一个极其重要的就是说我们的就是 Krishna 知觉的这个进步的秘诀就是在于去提升你的念诵的品质。
If we are able to chant nicely we will serve nicely.
如果我们的念诵非常好，那么就能够服务也同样可以非常的出色。
Now, sometimes people may ask the following question.
有的时候有人会提出这样的问题。
Because Bhakti Yoga is essentially about expressing one's love.
那 Bhakti Yoga 的这个核心就是去表达自己的内心的爱。
So how can you love someone you don't know?
那你怎么样才能够去爱一个你并不了解的人呢？
So maybe in the beginning of the practice of Krishna consciousness, things can be mechanical.
那么就是说在这个修习 Krishna 知觉的这个初级的这个阶段，可能你做的这些事情呢都看似有一些机械。
But even if it's mechanical, those activities are in themselves transcendental.
虽然是一种机械式的一个重复，但是呢这些活动它依然是超然的。
Like in the nectar of devotion, Prabhupada explains in the beginning stage of devotional service, the devotee practically has to drag himself to Mangalarti.
那就好像在这个奉爱的甘露里面说，释迦牟尼他说，在修习 Krishna 知觉的这个早期初期的时候，几乎可以说奉献者得把自己拽到蒙哥拉底的地方，就是去参加早。
By following that instructions regularly, one becomes very enthusiastic to go to Mangalarti.
但是呢，在遵循了释迦牟尼的这个训示之后，一直不断的去做之后呢，慢慢的，就会非常有热情了，就会非常的迫不及待的想去参加这个早上的灯礼。
So it's the same with chanting Hare Krishna.
同样的就是唱诵 Hare Krishna 也是如此。
It's the same with reading Srila Prabhupada's books.
阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍也如此类似。
It's the same with all the activities in Bhakti Yoga. We may do them mechanically, but these activities in themselves are spiritual.
就是在 Bhakti Yoga 里面的很多的活动都是这样的，看似好像是一个比较的这个机械的一件事情，但是呢，实际上这其中的每一项的这个活动都是超然的。
And the main thing is to never give up.
最重要的就是永不放弃。
Because it is expected that there will be some challenges and obstacles.
因为我们可以想见，等到我们的一定是有很多的障碍和挑战。
And Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, even if there are obstacles and even if there are moments of weakness or even fall,From the path of bhakti, if we never give up the practices, then Krishna says, my devotee always remains saintly.
那这个佛家梵歌里面 Krishna 他说，即便是有的时候有障碍，有的时候挑战非常的大，有的时候我们甚至是跌落，但是堕落，但是只要是我们不放弃，继续做这个奉献服务的话，那就像主 Krishna 在佛家梵歌里说的，永远这个他还是永远是一个圣人，就是这样的一个奉献者，依然还是一个圣人。
So I'm explaining all these things because this is the way that we can understand who Krishna is and what are his opulences.
那么我想给你们解释的。所有的这些哲学的这些要点，就是为了让你们知道 Krishna 是谁，然后他的这个富裕体现在哪里。
So, even after so many years, we can still read the Bhagavad Gita, and each time we will have new realizations.
虽然已经经过了这么多年，我们一直在看佛家梵歌，那每一次翻开佛家梵歌的时候。依然还是会有新的发现。
Where are these realizations coming from?
那这些新的觉悟是来自于哪里的呢？
They are not the product of the mind.
这并不是心意的产物。
It's Krishna within the heart that allows us to understand.
这是我们心中的 Krishna 允许我们去得到这样的觉悟。
So when Krishna sees our sincerity and our purity of the heart,He reveals everything that we need to know.
那 Krishna 看到我们非常的真诚的时候，而且呢看到我们这个内心是有这样的渴望的时候，他就会向我们展示他自己。
And when we get to know about Krishna's opulence, then we can very easily enter into pastimes.
当我们了解到 Krishna 的这些富裕的时候呢，我们就可以非常轻松的，就是进入到他的这些逍遥时光里了。
And that's the reason why Krishna comes regularly with his eternal associates to perform those pastimes in this world, so we get to understand how they function in the spiritual world.
这就是为什么 Krishna 总是带着他的这个同游一直来到这个世界去上演他的逍遥时光，是因为我们通过在这个世界的这些逍遥时光就能够了解到在灵性世界主的和他的同游的逍遥时光了。
So, it begins with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan as a coward boy. This is the original form of Krishna in the spiritual world.
那么所有的这个展示的源头就是 Goloka Vrindavan 的 Krishna 小牧牛童的这个形象。那所有的这个一切都是从这个灵性世界 Goloka Vrindavan 开始的。
And in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna has relationship with his friends, relationship with his parents, relationship with all the animals and all the objects of nature, and also relationship with the young girls of Vrindavan.
在灵性世界，这个 Krishna 他的身边有这些牧牛童，这些他的还有他的父母，然后这个。所有的这些动物啊，还有大自然中的一切，还有这些牧牛姑娘们，对吧？
And these pastimes and these exchanges of love constantly expand for eternity.
这些逍遥时光，这些相互的爱的这个交流，是不断的上演的，而且永恒的扩展。
Now there are some differences between Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.In the spiritual world and Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes in the material world.
Krishna 在灵性世界的 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光和他在这个地球的 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光之间有一些区别。
Mainly that in the spiritual world there are no demons.
那最重要的一个差异就是在灵性世界的 Vrindavan 是没有恶魔的。
In the Vrindavan pastimes, there are demons that are sent by Kamsa to try to destroy Krishna.
地球的这个 Vrindavan 呢，有这些恶魔都是由 Kamsa 派来的。这些恶魔都是想要在这个地球上面杀害Krishna.
And those demons are killed by Krishna.
这些恶魔都是被 Krishna 一一的杀死。
And the result is that Krishna's friends become more attached to Krishna because he performs extraordinary pastimes.
因为这些杀死恶魔的这些逍遥时光呢，都超凡，无比。所以说 ，Krishna 的这个他的这些牧牛童的这些朋友，就更加的依恋于他了。
Now we have to understand that those demons are not ordinary demons.
我们要知道这些恶魔都并不是普通的恶魔。
They all receive great benefit by being touched by Krishna.
那因为他们都得到了 Krishna 的这个触碰，所以说呢，他们都得到了非常好的结果。
And they all become liberated.
都得到了这个，就是解脱。
So everyone in Vrindavan becomes very attached to Krishna because of those pastimes.
因为有这些逍遥时光不断的在上演，所以 Vrindavan 的所有的这个居民对 Krishna 的这种依恋之情就更是与日俱增。
Also in the Vrindavan pastime in this world, Krishna is not married to anyone.
还有呢，在这个 Krishna 在这个地球的 Vrindavan， 那 Krishna 并没有和谁结婚。
But we know that his most beloved devotee is Srimati Radharani.
但是我们知道他最爱的这个人不是指 Srimati Radharani。
So in the spiritual world, they are always together.
那在这个灵性世界呢，他们两个是一刻都没有分离的。
To the eyes of the public.
就是。在 众人的这个面前，他们两个是形影不离的。
Whereas in the Vrindavan pastimes in the material world, they have to hide to meet each other.
在这个地球的 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光里 ，Krishna 和 Radharani 呢，他们就得偷偷摸摸的见面。
So the killing of demon is very exciting for Krishna's friends.
那 Krishna 的这个朋友呢？他们最爱看 Krishna 杀冷光。
And he also creates anxiety for his parents who love him so much.
但这一切呢，又让这个 Krishna 的这些父母、这些大人们，他们非常的担心、担惊受怕。
So many of the this is why when Krishna comes to the material world to perform his Vrindavan pastime, his eternal associates are very excited about going with him.
那么当 Krishna 他从灵性世界来到物质世界来上演逍遥时光的时候，他身边的这些同友们，也都跟随他一起来到这个物质世界，而且他们个个都非常的兴奋，迫不及待。
There's another pastime that doesn't take place in Vrindavan in the spiritual world is that Krishna does not leave Vrindavan to go to Mathura and Dwarka.
还有一个在灵性世界所没有的，但是在这个物质世界却是有的，就是说，在灵性世界 Krishna 就是一直是在 Vrindavan 的，但是在物质世界 Krishna 他离开 Vrindavan 去到了 Mathura。
In the spiritual world, Krishna resides eternally in Vrindavan, he resides eternally in Mathura, and he resides eternally in Dwarka.
在灵性世界 ，Krishna 是永恒的居住在 Vrindavan、Mathura 和 Dwarka 的。
Yes. So these are some of the opulences that Krishna has the ability.
那我们在这里所讲到的就是。
He has the ability to expand himself in so many forms.
就是 Krishna 呢，就有这样的一种特别的，这种能力，他可以不断的就是扩展出不同的这个形象，这是他的赋予之一。
And this is the way that we know that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
那我们通过他的这些赋予呢，就能够明白。他就是至尊人格神首。
And like I said, it may not be easy to understand the mechanics and the spiritual energy behind those pastimes, but as we progress in Krishna consciousness, they make more and more sense to us.
那就像我前面说的一样，要去理解这些逍遥时光背后的上演的它的这个机制以及它的这个。内在的这个含义可能并不是那么容易的。Although we can't understand fully, but as we go, we will understand more. 那我们但是随着这个时间的流逝，当我们了解的越来越多的话，我们的这种理解力、这种觉悟力也会越来越增加。
Also, Srila Prabhupada explains that the devotee does not need to know everything.
另外一点就是说，他他指出，其实奉献者也不需要了解所有的。
It's not like we need to read everything, understand everything before we can surrender to Krishna. It doesn't work that way.
并不是说我们在皈依Krishna 之前，我们就得无所不知，得了解所有的这个一切，得心里准备好了才能去皈依，也不是这样。
Krishna reveals within the heart what each of us need to know, which is important for our relationship with Krishna.
那么就是相对于隐于我们每一个人，在与 Krishna 的这种关系当中需要了解多少 ，Krishna 也会在我们的心中相应的去揭示他自己。
For example, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan.They don't care if Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They are not interested in this.
比如说，在 Vrindavan 的所有的这些居民们，他们对于 Krishna 就是否是至尊主这件事情根本就漠不关心，他们没有任何的兴趣，也不想知道。
As a matter of fact, if they knew that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, it would become a huge obstacle in their love for him.
那事实上，如果他们知道这个 Krishna 就是至尊主的话，实际上呢，在他们和 Krishna 之间的这种情感中， 就有了障碍，他们就不能非常自然地去表达对 Krishna 的爱了。
The devotees in Vrindavan are not interested to know about the greatness of Krishna. They just want to know about him as a child, the sweetness of Krishna.
Vrindavan 的这些居民们，他们并不想知道 Krishna 有多么的伟大。是报告在这样的神，他们只是想知道，想沉醉的就是 Krishna 的这个孩提时代，他的这个孩童的那个样子，他的这种调皮，他的顽皮和甜美。
And as a matter of fact, all the other personalities in the spiritual sky, they are fascinated about this aspect of Krishna's sweetness in Vrindavan.
事实上在灵性世界的其他的这些人物，这些在灵性天空中的，他们也都被 Krishna 的这个孩提时代的这个可爱所迷惑。
So this aspect of Krishna in Vrindavan in the spiritual world is very, very unique and very particular.
所以灵性世界的这个 Vrindavan 的这些逍遥时光是非常的特别的，是独一无二的逍遥时光。
Because we would imagine that the pastimes of Vrindavan would be the product of the greatness of Krishna, but it's actually the other way around.
我们可能会觉得这个 Vrindavan 的这些逍遥时光是 Krishna 的所有赋予展示的产物，但实际上正好是相反。
It is from the sweetness of Krishna's pastime as a coward boy that everything else expands in the spiritual sky.
实际上是 Krishna 首先是在 Vrindavan 的这个可爱无比的这个顽皮的小牧牛童，是从这个作为一个原点，然后其他的所有的这些扩展，那些其他的这些逍遥时光，灵性世界的一切都是从这一点扩展而来的。
So as soon as Krishna is manifested in Mathura, he's already a different Krishna.
就是 Krishna 他在 Mathura 显现的那一刻开始，其实他就是一个不同的，与以往不同的 Krishna。
In Vrindavan, he is a coward boy. He is from a family of farmers.
在 Vrindavan 呢，他是一个牧牛童，那他是出生在一个农家。
He dresses in a certain way.
他也有这个特别的这个穿着打扮。
He acts in a certain way.
他的行为举止也非常的特别。
He eats in a certain way.
然后他的吃饭也是适合那个地方的样子。
He plays in a certain way.
他玩耍的那个劲儿也是。
But as soon as Krishna is in Mathura, now he becomes a very great personality.
然后一旦他到了这个 Mathura 呢，那就是一个，就看上去就是一个非常伟大庄严的一个人物了。
And then when Krishna is in Dwarka, then he becomes a king.
到了这个 Dwarka 的时候呢，他就是一个国王。
And then when Krishna expands through the Vaikuntha planets, then he becomes the supreme lord.
然后呢，他进一步到瓦昆达无忧星宿的时候，这个时候他就是至尊主了。
And expand into so many different forms.
然后他扩展出无数的形体。
Based on the relationship with his eternal devotees.
基于他和这些永恒的奉献者之间的这个关系，他有所不同。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Sanatana Goswami that here in this material world, there are specific ways that we learn how to serve Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他对 Sanatana Goswami 教导道，就是在这个物质世界，我们可以以特定的一些方法去学会如何为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
Because the body that we have now is a material body.
因为我们现在所拥有的这个躯体是物质性的。
It's like a machine, but it's not a perfect machine. It's deficient.
这是一个一台机器，但是呢，这个机器呢，它的这个运行不完美，是很有缺陷的。
It is subject to birth, to disease, to old age, and ultimately it dies.
而且它不得不要经历生老病死。总之，最后的话，它也有死亡的那天。
But the soul inside does not belong to this world. The soul belongs to the spiritual world.
在这台机器里面的这个灵魂，并不是属于这个短暂的物质世界的，是属于永恒的灵性世界的。
So we learn to use the body as an instrument to become pure.
那我们在这个物质世界，就是学会怎么样去运用这台这个机器，也就是我们的这个躯体，从而达到净化。
Because we have nothing else but this body to express our devotion.
因为我们除了这台机器用这个物质躯体去表达我们的爱之外，也没有其他的这个媒介了。So
under the guidance of the spiritual master.
那么所以说呢，在这个灵性导师的指引之下。
And the support of the scriptures.
再加上经典的支撑。
And the association with the devotees.
还有和奉献者的联谊。
And the manifestation of Krishna in the deity form.
还有Krishna在这个神像中的这个显现，就是神像的这个形象出现的Krishna。
We practice here in this world to serve Krishna perfectly in the spiritual world.
那其实我们就是在这个物质世界里应用这个现有的这个条件，在学习和训练自己怎么样为 Krishna 做奉献服务，就是为回到这个灵性世界为 Krishna 做服务做准备。
When we practice Krishna consciousness here in this world, it's a training ground.
所以呢，在这个世界里面，去从事这个奉献服务呢，就好像是身在一个训练的基地上。
Those who serve Krishna in the spiritual world, in whatever form Krishna has, either in the Vaikuntha planets or in Goloka Vrindavan, their bodies are perfect and their bodies are eternal.
那些在这个Goloka Vrindavan或者是在Vaikuntha流心秀服务 Krishna的这些灵魂，他们拥有的是这个完美而永恒的形体。So,
for example, we follow different rules and regulations here in this world.
就好像我们是在这个物质世界要去遵循这些种种不同的规范原则。
So we get up in the morning, we take a shower.
比如说早上早起，然后沐浴。
So the body can be clean. For what purpose? To serve Krishna.
那这个身体呢，就是通过这个沐浴呢，得到这个净化，净化好了之后呢，它就能够。
It's not that we take, like in China, people have the habit of taking shower at night before they go to sleep, right?
就是在中国或者是在西方，其实就是大多数的人他们没有早上早起沐浴的这个习惯，而是在晚上睡觉之前沐浴。
And if you take a shower at night, then you go to sleep, then your body is contaminated again.
对，问题就是说。 你如果睡觉之前沐浴洗澡，然后你上这个床，这个身体就又污染了。Taking
bath in the morning is the first thing that we need to do to cleanse and purify the body.
那就是早上早起，然后立刻就去沐浴，这个实际上是对这个马上就让这个身体就干，就是去净化这个身体的第一步。Then
after we've wash the body, we apply tilak.
然后在沐浴完了之后，我们就涂上这个tilak.
So this tilak, of course, we may not be able to apply the tilak with the clay, but there are 12 places on the body, and each of these places signify the presence of the Supreme Lord.
那在身上的这12处不同的这个地方呢，其实也都要涂上tilak，每一个地方其实都是。 代表的这个 Krishna 的某一面。So
now the different names of Krishna that are marked on the body.
就是在你的身体的每一个地方都涂上这个标志呢，这个每一个地方就代表 Krishna 的一个名字。And
ultimately, we have the tilak that we put on our forehead.
那最后呢，还有一个 tilak 是涂在这个前额上。So.
Why do we put these tilaks? Because the body now becomes the temple of Krishna. Krishna, who is within the heart as the super soul.
为什么我们要在身体的各个地方去涂上这个 Tilak？ 因为这个其实有象征意义的，就是你现在的身体就已经是一个神庙了。然后 Krishna 呢，他就是以超灵的这个形象居于这个庙宇之中。
So if we can't use the clay, then we can do it with water.
如果不能用圣泥来涂出这个 Tilak 的话，那你也可以用水。
And before we do any service to the deity, we perform what is known as Akshman.
然后在这个服务这个神像之前呢，我们要做一个小仪式，叫做 Akshman。
Explain.
就是净手。有一个小罐，然后有一个小勺，把这个里面的水来，就是几滴滴在这个手上，然后有这么三次来净化这个双手。
So again, when we perform this little ceremony.Ceremony of Akshman, we again chant different names of Krishna.
那这个 Akshman 呢，这个净手的这个仪式，在你做的这个过程当中，也是要念 Krishna 不同的名字。
So everything that we do, which is physical and mental and mechanical, it's actually a process of purification. So we learn how to serve Krishna in the spiritual world.
所以呢，所有的这些你身体所做的这些服务，还有心意所参与的这些服务，看上去都是非常的机械的，但是其实这是一种自我训练，然后是为我们回到这个灵性世界，为 Krishna 做奉献服务，做好的一个准备。
So Krishna expands in so many different ways until he begins to expand himself within this material world.
那 Krishna 呢，他就不断的这个扩展，最后他就来到这个物质世界。
So, there are three ways that Krishna will expand in this material world.
在这个物质世界 ，Krishna 有三重方式来进行扩展。
But first, we have to understand what it means the material world.
但是首先我们要对这个物质世界有一个了解，就是这个物质世界它究竟是什么。
Material world is not just this earth planet that we live on.
我们在说的这个物质世界不是仅仅指的是我们现在所生活的地球
or even this universe that we live in
或者我们生活的这个宇宙
there are literally millions and millions of universes in the material world
其实呢在这个物质世界里面有亿亿万万的宇宙
and all these universes are only a fraction of the spiritual sky
而这个所有的这些宇宙只是灵性天空中的一个微乎其微的部分。
So we are very, very tiny.
所以我们是极其渺小的。
And the spirit soul is even tinier.
而灵性的这个灵魂那就更小了。
So Krishna first manifests.All the universes.
Krishna 首先他就是扩展出展示出了这些所有的这些宇宙，他创造出这些宇宙。
Then he goes within each universe.
然后他进入到每一个宇宙之中。
And within each universe, he manifests the first creator known as Lord Brahma.
然后在每一个这个宇宙当中呢，他就展示出宇宙的第一个生物就是 Brahma。
And from Lord Brahma, everything else is manifested.
而所有的其他的一切的这个创造都是自主 Brahma 流言而来。
Now, what people understand in terms of creation in this natural world, it's not what the Vedas explain of the material world.
人们对于这个物质世界的这个创造，所谓创造。和这个韦达经当中所揭示的创造是不一样的。
What the Vedas explain is that the creation in this material world goes through cycle.
韦达经里面所解释的这个物质世界的这个创造呢，是循环往复的。
Everything is created, everything is maintained, everything is destroyed, and again it is created, again it is maintained.Again, it is destroyed, and this goes on for eternity.
就是大伟达经中描述呢，这个物质世界经历创造、维系和毁灭，然后再创造、再维系、再毁灭，就是这样循环往复的，无数次的进行着。
There is nothing that at such a point, there is no more creation, there's no more destruction. It keeps going on and on all the time.
那这样的这个创造、维系和毁灭呢，就是这样循环往复，永恒，没有止境的，没有说哪一刻就没有创造了，或者是没有毁灭了。
So first Krishna creates the universes.
所以首先他是Krishna创造了这个宇宙。
Then he comes within each universe.
然后他自己进入到他所创造的每一个宇宙中。
And in each universe, all the different planets are manifested, all the different living entities are manifested.
那在每一个宇宙当中呢，就有各种各样的星球，以及这星球上居住的这些生物，就是不断的创造出来。
And then Krishna enters within everyone's heart.
然后 Krishna 他又进入到每一个生物体的心中。
That's why Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is within everything.
所以说呢，就是 Krishna 是无处不在、无所不在的。他进入到每一个微粒之中。
So some people said this world is an illusion.
有一些人说这个物质世界是虚幻。
Now, this world is not at all an illusion. It's very real.
其实这个物质世界是非常的真实的，并不虚幻。
It's just that it's temporary.
只不过说它的性质是短暂的。
It's not going to last.
它不会持续很久。
At some point it's destroyed and then it's created again.
到一定的时候它就会遭受毁灭，然后再度创造。
But Krishna wants to be present when all these things are happening.
那所有的这一切在发生的这个同时 ，Krishna 他也要，临在。
So these three manifestations of creative energy are called Purusha Avatar.
那所以呢，这里的就是这个创造的这种能量就被称为Purusha Avatar.
Purusha means the supreme controller.
Purusha 的意思是至尊的控制者，至尊的这个主宰。
And avatar means one who descends.
Avatar 的意思就是化身，或者说是自上而下这个降临于世的化身。
So these are the first three manifestations of Krishna in the material world.
这个是 Krishna 他在这个物质世界所展示的三重化身。
And then he will manifest in many different ways.
然后呢，他要继续的展示出无穷无尽的这个方式。
And the first manifestation of Krishna is called Guna Avatar.
那他的第一种的这个展示被称为 Guna Avatar.
In the form of Brahma, who is the first born living entity.
第一个生物，宇宙的第一个生物主 Brahma 就是属于这个 Guna Avatar。
So Brahma creates.
主 Brahma 呢，他创造。
And then in the form of Vishnu for maintaining this material world.
然后他又展示为主 Vishnu， 这个 Vishnu 他的这个任务就是去维系这个物质宇宙。
And in the form of Shiva to destroy this material world.
那还有就是 Shiva 他是承担的是。对这个物质世界的毁灭。
So Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva.
所以呢，就是这个 Guna Avatar 里面就是包含着主 Brahma， 然后呢 Vishnu 和 Shiva。
Now before the creation takes place, all the material elements are there, but they are not active.
那在这个正式的这个创造开启之前，其实所有的这个物质元素就已经都准备好了，但是它们处于一种休眠状态，还没有活跃起来。
Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, these are all there, but they are motionless.
那么我们说到的这个土、水、火、气、胎、心、意、志、心和假我这八种元素，粗糙的和精微的，其实都已经存在了，但是它们是不动的。
Then comes the living entity.
然后接下来就有了这个。生物体。
But still, the presence of the living entity, everything is motionless.
Sorry, again.
With the presence of the living entity, still everything is motionless.
就是有了这个生物体的这个展示，但是一切都还是不动的。
There are two things that put everything into motion.
那是有两个因素启动了这个活跃。
One is the influence of the modes of material nature, ignorance, passion, and goodness.
第一个就是物质自然形态，就是善良形态，就是激情形态和愚昧形态，这三种物质形态启动了。
But the most important element that puts everything into motion is the time factor.
那就是最重要的，让一切都运行起来的是这个时间，就是时间的这个因素。
And time is an energy. Actually, time is Krishna. He says that in Bhagavad Gita.
在《佛教梵歌》里，克里斯那他说我就是时间，所以在这里呢，这个时间就代表的是 Krishna。
Because in the spiritual world, there is no time. There is no past. There is no present. There is no future. It's just as it is in the moment.
就是在灵性世界的话是没有这个时间的这个概念的。也就是说，它没有过去、现在和未来。任何一刻其实都是在当下。
This is how we understand the principle of eternity. There is no time.
这个是对永恒的一个。理解的一个角度，就是说没有时间的参与，没有过去、现在和未来。
Again, Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita in the beginning when he begins to explain to Arjuna about the soul.
那在这个《佛家梵歌》一开始 ，Krishna 对 Arjuna 解释这个灵魂的存在的时候，他就已经开始解释这一点。
He says to Arjuna, "Never was a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, and never in the future."We shall ever cease to be.
因为 Krishna 就是对 Arjuna 在这里说呢，从未有一个时刻我不存在，你或者这些所有的这些国王，将来我们也不会不复存在。
The soul is not affected by time. The soul is eternally existing.
这个灵魂呢，它并不是说是在某一刻出现的，灵魂它是永恒长存的。
But in the material world, time is necessary so that what is the reason for the existence of the material world? Only for one purpose, to satisfy the material desires of the living entities.
那这在这个物质世界里面呢，就是这个时间的这个因素就是必不可少的。为什么物质世界要存在？其实只是为了去满足生物体的这个物质欲望。
And Prabhupada gives a very, very simple example.
那萨布帕呢，他就给出了一个非常简单的例子。
He said, in every country, everything may be very nicely managed, everything may be very harmonious, and everybody may be doing their work and be very happy.
他说呢，这个不同这些在这个地球上的不同的这些国家，可能看似都是非常和谐繁荣的。
Yes.
所有的人在这个物质世界里呢，也都生活得非常的好，一切井井有条，有条不紊。
But the government will build a jail.
但是呢，这个在这样的这个国家里面，这个政府它还是会建一个监狱。
Why would the government need to build a jail?
为什么呢？政府还是要造这个监狱呢？
Because the nature of this world is that people will break the law.
因为在这个世界里面呢，它就是有一个规律，人们就可能会违反法律。
Therefore, you need a jail to correct those who break the law.
所以那些违法乱纪的人就得把他投到这个监狱里面了，去让他去反省纠正。
If people don't follow the rules of the government, if people don't cooperate with the government, ultimately they end up in jail.
那如果是不去遵从政府所制定的这个法律，不与政府去合作的话，那么，最终他们就会在这个监狱里度过。
And it doesn't matter how beautiful you decorate your jail, you don't come out.
不管是这个监狱呢被装修的多么的漂亮，但是你还是在这个监狱里面是没有自由的，你是出不来的。
Like if someone is condemned, gets a life sentence in jail, and he decorates his jail with beautiful artwork of beautiful beach and mountain and waterfalls and coconut trees and fruit trees and birds, but it's inside the jail.
就好比是一个人，他已经被判了终身监禁了，然后他就在他的这个监狱里面，在他的牢房里面，就是把他装扮得非常的漂亮，弄上各种画啊，比如说山呀、山川湖海呀、然后椰子树啊、鸟儿啊，那个各种各样的美丽的动物呀。但是不管如何，就是他还是在一个监狱里面，这监狱毕竟是监狱。
So in the material world is the same. There are so many beautiful places, like in this world, there are many beautiful places, but still people have to die.
所以在这个物质世界里也是这样，物质世界也是不乏这些非常美丽的风景胜地的，非常舒适的地方，但是最终来说，每一个人都有一死。
And there is no way to tell when we're going to die.
而且我们谁也不知道我们什么时候会结束生命。
So at some point, everything which is beautiful is taken away.
所以到一定的时候，所有美丽的这一切都会离我们而去。
So this is why we learn to use this body, this mind and senses to serve Krishna, so that we don't have to take birth again, and we don't have to die again.
所以说呢，我们在这个世界就得珍惜时间，去学会用我们的躯体、心意和感官来为至尊主做服务。这样呢，我们就不用再出生，也不用再死亡，也就是说，我们就可以超越生死了。
And you can see this very, very, I mean, personally, as a foreigner living in China for so many years, I can see how the Chinese culture is based on this principle that they want to create this heavenly kingdom in this world as if it is going to last forever. But ultimately, everything is destroyed.
那作为一个在中国生活多年的一个外国人，从我的这个观察来看呢，我可以看到呢，就中国人是那么的努力，就好像要在这个地球上面去创造一个天堂般的这样的一个国度。但是其实无论多么的这个美好，但是最终一切都会有毁灭的那一天，一切都会结束。
Chinese culture is only 5,000 years old, maybe 7,000 years old.
那么就是我们的这个一切是基于我们中国文化的一个理念而发生的。中国的这个历史的话呢，基本上是5000年，最多也不过是7000年之久。
And there was another culture before that.
那么在这个5000年、7000年的这个文明之前，肯定还有其他的文化。
And no matter how beautiful Chinese culture is, we can see that today it's gradually disappearing because people are more inclined to become westernized.
那无论是这个中国的传统的文化有多么的美好，但是现在也是越来越衰落。因为人们都想西方化，就是去模仿西方人的文化生活。
So all these things are temporary.
所以所有的这一切都是非常的短暂的。
So everything is manifested, stays for some time, and ultimately disappears.
而在这个物质世界呢，一切都是展示出来，维系一段时间，然后最终不得不毁于一旦。
And this is all done under the control of the Supreme Lord.
所有的这一切其实都是在至尊主的主宰下上演的。
So the Supreme Lord is present within the heart of all living entities for one purpose only, to satisfy their desires.
那至尊主呢，就是展示在每一个生物体的心中，目的是为了去满足他的愿望。
So we will discuss how it does that specifically in our next lecture.
那在下一课当中，我们再来详细的介绍至尊主是如何做到这一点的，就是所有的这些细节，我们会在下一周的时候一一讲述。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 我们来看一下大家有没有问题。Dana Kelly Dasi 有一个问题，感恩帕布和玛塔吉，请问当主 Krishna 和同僚们来到物质世界时，他们还是同时存在于 灵性世界吗？如果是这样的话，物质世界和灵性世界同时出现， Radha 和 Krishna 会有什么区别？不在灵性世界的逍遥在不断的上演，那他们物质世界的 Vrindavan 的逍遥是否也在不断的上演呢？比如现在在 Vrindavan 所上演的不被显现的逍遥，是在物质世界的逍遥还是在灵性世界的逍遥呢？Thank you, Prabhu and Mataji. My question is, when Lord Krishna together with his associates come to this material world, are they still simultaneously in the spiritual world? If we have Radha and Krishna simultaneously manifest in the material world and spiritual world, is there any difference between these two? The leelas or the pastimes in the spiritual world is going on always. If that's the case, what about the Vrindavan pastimes in this material world? Is it also constantly manifesting or going on? If this unmanifested pastimes in Vrindavan, so what about this unmanifested pastimes in Vrindavan? Does it belong to the material world or be considered as the pastimes in the spiritual world? Is it in the material world or is it in the spiritual world?
Okay, this requires a 7-day seminar.
要回答你这个问题的话，可能得要用7天的时间来讲一个系列的课程。
Maybe a 7-month seminar.
甚至可以讲7个月
or maybe a lifetime seminar.
可能是可以讲一辈子。
But I will explain in 2 minutes.
但是我现在可以用2分钟的这个时间来简单的总结一下。
Krishna's energies are unlimited.
Krishna 的能量是无穷无尽的。
So when those energies expand, they are also unlimited.
所以当那些能量展示的时候也是无穷无尽的。
This is not something that we can understand with our little tiny mind.
用我们的这个小脑袋瓜可能是没有办法完全理解的。
So the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan and in the Vaikuntha planets are always going on, eternally.
所以在 Vrindavan 的这些逍遥时光还有 Vaikuntha 的这些逍遥时光呢，其实是永恒展示的，永恒上演。
And those pastimes are also manifest in the material world.
那些逍遥时光也是展现在这个物质世界。
And when Krishna comes, he expands himself in unlimited forms.
当 Krishna 来到这个物质世界的时候，他是扩展出无穷的形体。
It's not that it's someone else. It's still Krishna himself.
就是说呢，他比如说扩展出别人，这些他扩展出来的也是他自己。
So in the material world, there are unlimited universes.
在这个物质世界里有无穷无尽的宇宙。
And in each universe, there is a Earth planet.
在每个宇宙当中都有一个地球。
And in each Earth planet, there is a Vrindavan.
在每个地球都有一个 Vrindavan.
But it's not going on at the same time because there are different yugas and different time factors based on where that universe is located in the material world.
但是这一切这些不同的星球这些Vrindavan 的不同的在这个不同的宇宙并不是同步上演的，因为它是要基于不同的时间，不同的 yuga， 不同的这个年代，以及在这个物质宇宙它是属于哪一个部分的宇宙和这些星球。
So when Krishna appears in this material world with Srimati Radharani and all his associates, they haven't left the spiritual world, they're still there.
所以当 Krishna 他带着 Radharani 还有他的这些朋友显现在这个物质宇宙的时候，其实他们从未离开过灵性世界，他们同时还在这个灵性世界。
Not only that, but when Krishna performs his pastime in this material worldHe is also performing the same pastime in another universe at the same time.
而且呢，在这个物质宇宙，比如说在我们这个地球上演的这些逍遥时光的这个同时，其实 Krishna 和他的朋友也在 其他的这个物质宇宙在同时上演着同样的逍遥时光。
So there are millions of Vrindavans in this material world.
所以在这个地球不是在这个宇宙当中，物质世界当中呢，也有无数的。
So these are going on simultaneously. These are the opulences of Krishna.
这一切呢都在同时的上演着，这就是 Krishna 的富裕。
And I wanted to say something else. What did I want to say? Yeah, we were discussing this actually during the Srimad Bhagavatam here in Mayapur in the morning.
在这里在须达玛雅普的清晨的。圣典博加瓦坛上面呢，我们在讨论一个主题。
That sometimes Krishna's associates use certain great personalities to manifest in this material world, like special yogis or special demigods, and they use them to manifest themselves in this material world.
有的时候 ，Krishna 他会通过一些比较特别的、伟大的一些人物，比如说像一些。Yogi 啊，一些瑜伽师啊，来展示到这个世界上，通过他们来展示。
But it is their own personality. Nothing is changed. It's them manifested.
就是you mean the incarnations.、但是实际上还是他们自己就是这些化身，并没有任何的改变。虽然表面上是通过某一个伟大的人物。
So, just as Krishna can have multiple personalities, his devotees also can have multiple personalities.
So, Krishna 他可以扩展为无数的这个人格。那同样的，这个他的同友奉献者们也是可以的。
And that doesn't change anything to what's going on in the spiritual world.
就是他可以展示出无数的这些形象。这个呢，就是。不会影响到他在灵性世界的展示的。
It's not that the coward boys in the spiritual come to meet Krishna in the morning and they find a note on the door. Sorry, I'm gone to the material world to perform my fast and I'll be back on Monday.
这并不是说在灵性世界某一天早上牧牛童们来见 Krishna 的时候，在门上看到他留的一个字条说，抱歉，我现在要到物质世界去展示逍遥时光了，我星期一再回来，不是这样。
No, it's all going on at the same time.
那就是其实都是一直同步的在进行着的，所有的这些逍遥时光一直不断的在进行。
And I was listening to a lecture of Prabhupada yesterday where he explained what is the meaning of the word inconceivable.
在前两天我在早上在听 Prabhupada 的一个讲座的时候，在讲座中就是听到是了 Prabhupada 他在解释。就是英文里这个 inconceivable 不可思议这个词语的内涵。
What's inconceivable in Chinese?
不可思议。
不可思议。Okay, so Krishna is 不可思议。
所以 Krishna 就是不可思议的。
And Prabhupada, this is very simple but very powerful statement. Prabhupada says, inconceivability is the proof that Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
那虽然 Prabhupada 的话呢却简短有力，他说。其实这个不可思议恰恰就说明了 Krishna 就是至尊主至尊人格。
Because if Krishna or Krishna's energies were conceivable, it means that it's lesser than his own personality.
因为呢如果说 Krishna 和 Krishna 的这个能量如果是这么容易的就让人理解的话，那就说明这个展示要弱于 Krishna 本人。
So this is one of Krishna's energies. It's called Achintya Shakti.
所以这种不可思议的展示就是 Krishna 的这个能量 Achintya Shakti.
You can tell her when you see her next time, this is the meaning of her name.
下一次见到 Achintya Shakti Mataji 的时候，你可以告诉她她的这个名字的含义就是这个
Achintya Shakti means the energy of Krishna which makes everything inconceivable, and because it's inconceivable.It expresses the power of the Supreme Lord.
那 Achintya Shakti 的意思呢，就是说是 Krishna 他动用了这样的一种能量，使得一切的他的这个展示都是不可思议的。就是正是因为这些不可思议，所以说呢，才能够看到这个 Krishna 的这个富裕。
Yes.
Can see the opulence of
Krishna.
as, for example, the demigods, the material manifestation, this is conceivable. But what goes on in the spiritual world is inconceivable. You have to be there to conceive it.
所以就像那些半神人呢，这些的，那么就是说，好像是可以理解，可以在灵性世界的所有的一。
Again, the proof done based on the story of the cobbler who was told by Narada Muni, the Supreme Lord is spending his time putting an elephant through the eye of a needle. It's inconceivable.
还有我们前几个星期所讲到的，就是这个鞋匠，就是 Narada Muni 跟他说，这个主正在把一个大象穿过一个针眼，那这个也是不可思议的。
That all these things are happening simultaneously. As we speak right now, Krishna is performing in his Vrindavan pastime in another universe.
就在我们现在在讲话的这个同时， Krishna 他已经在另外一个宇宙在上演着 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光了。
And if, for example, it's mentioned by the Acharyas, if the sadhaka, you and I are sadhakas, if we can't attain perfection in this life,we may take birth in another universe where Krishna is performing his Vrindavan pastime and we are admitted there as an observer. We get to see Krishna. Wow! Finally I get to see, but you cannot interact and you cannot talk to him. Again, you have to take birth in another universe and finally Krishna embraces you.
那这个Acharya们解释过，就好像 Sadhaka 就是这些规范修习的奉献者，就好像你我这样的人，如果在这一世当中呢没有达到完美的话，那么就是说在这一世结束之后是没有回归灵性世界的话，他会我们就会去到另外一个宇宙当中，就是在另外一个宇宙的 Vrindavan 去观察旁观到这个 Krishna 在那里的这些逍遥时光，虽然你可以就是看到 Krishna 的所有的那些在 Vrindavan 逍遥时光，但是你是不能参与进去的，也不能有这个交流还有这种互动的然后在那一世结束之后再要去到下一个宇宙下一个 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光上演的这个地方，那么在那一次呢，就是 Krishna 就会拥抱你了，你就进入到他的逍遥时光里面了。
But the first option is to return to the spiritual world in this lifetime.
但是我们的这个第一选择当然就是在这一世当中就能够达到完美回归灵性世界了。
But I think Dana Kelly wants to sign up for all the Kartik Parikrams in all the universes.
但是我想Dana Kelly 呢他可能会报名想要报名参加在所有的这个每一个宇宙当中的 Kartik Parikram.
And I am sure there is a Kartik Parikram in Goloka Vrindavan.
那我也相信在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 一定有一个 Kartik 的这个Parikram 绕在圣地。
But you don't have to collect money for it. You can just be on Kartik Parikram forever.
但是呢你还不用筹钱去参加这样的绕拜，你可以永恒的参与在这个 Kartika 的绕拜之中。
Now, to finish my little mini seminar,
那我现在的这个小讲座结束之前
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained in his Madhurya Kadambini.
我现在想讲一下就是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 在他的 Kadamba,Madhurya Kadambini 里面讲到
that in the process of devotional service, starting from the very neophyte platform, all the way to pure love for Radha and Krishna, always we have to keep two things in mind.
就是在我们的这个奉献服务当中，从这个最初级的这个起步阶段，一直到最后对 Radha 和 Krishna 培养出这个爱，在整个的这个过程当中，都必须要重视两点。
One is to always serve Krishna in the association of devotees.
第一点呢，就是说你要时时刻刻的在与奉献者联谊的这个过程当中去从事这些奉献服务。
And the other is faith.
第二个就是信念或者信心。
Faith is necessary all the way to the top.
整个的这个信念信心它都应当是贯穿始终的，一直到你就是达到最高境界的时候。
And Krishna says this very clearly in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 在这个国家梵歌里面他说的非常的清楚。
That those who have no faith in the process of devotional service, those who have no faith in the acceptance that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, they are bound to take birth in this material world again.
就是对那些对这个奉献服务的这个过程程序没有信心的人，对那些不相信就是啊，就是至尊人格成熟的人，这些人毫无疑问就是在这个物质世界再次投生。
OK。
下一个问题来自于 Sumuki Radha Dasi， 明白帕布和马塔吉感恩你们精彩讲课，请问 Tilak 的12个主推圣的名字分别都是什么含义？可以给我们讲一下吗？Can you please explain the 12 different names, the meaning of the 12 different names? And can you share with us a little bit?
Okay, here are the names of the 12 tilaks.
那这十二个 tilak 的这个名字是这样的。
We begin with Narayan.
首先是从 Narayan 开始。
Narayan is in the lower abdomen.
这个Narayan 呢是在这个下腹部这个位置。
Then we go to the middle of the abdomen.
然后就达到这个腹部的这个中间的。
On the chest is Madhava.
然后在这个就是胸部这个地方就是 Madhava.
Then in the neck where the neck beads are, it's Govinda.
然后到了这个脖子的这个地方，就是你挂着这个 tilak 的这个位置啊，在这个颈部。
Then on the right side of the belly is Vishnu.
是狗音的啊。然后接下来的话呢，就是 Vishnu.
Then
就是这个腹部的一侧面。
Then on the right side of the arm is Madhusudan.
然后就到了这个右臂。右臂就是 Madhusuda.
Then on the right shoulder is Vamana.
就是然后到了这个右肩下面一点的这个位置就是 Vamana.
Then on the left side of the belly is Sridhar.
然后在这个腹部左腹部这个地方呢就是 Sridhar.
Then on the left arm of the body is Rishikesh.
然后就到了左臂的这个位置就是 Rishikesh.
Then we have two markings on the back.
然后还有就是在这个背后还有两个标记。
One is Padmanabha and the other one is Damodar.
一个是 Padmanabha, 还有一个是 Damodar.
Yeah, I don't know, it's not written here. Anyway. And then finally on the forehead is Keshava.
然后呢最后就是到了这个额部 here.
No.
然后就是接下来就是 Keshava.
Okay, Keshava is the tilak that we put on our forehead.
这个Keshava 就是这个额部。
Okay.
前额部。
I hope that everybody's got this, everybody has a photocopy of this normally in their homes.
一般大家在读这13个 tilak 的时候是不是都有一个图 She wants to know the meaning of each name.
There are different names of Krishna.
这些名字都是 Krishna 不同的名字。
Like Trivikram, for example, it's the three steps that are taken by Vamana. And Vamana is the dwarf incarnation of Krishna.
Trivikram 就是Krishna 的这个 Vamana 的这个形象，就是小矮人这个侏儒的这个形象，他踏了这个三步啊，那么这个就是 Trivikram。
So there's different names according to different pastimes of different opulence.
对，所有的这些不同的这个名字呢，它是代表着 Krishna 的不同的名字，它也代表了 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，以及在逍遥时光当中不同的化身。
So the idea is that Krishna is within the heart, this is our deity, and the body is a temple.
那最关键的就是说 Krishna 他在我们的这个心中他是超灵，他就是我们的神像。
There's an entire book actually about tilaks all around India, because there are many different schools, many different traditions, and they have different markings on the body.
在印度有不同的这个流派、学派，然后就是宗派，然后它有不同的这个 tilak 的这种标记形状位置都不一样。其实有一本书是专门来讲这个 tilak。
Even the Vaishnava schools, they all have different tilaks.
就算是在 Vaishnava 的这个内部的这些不同的流派，他们所涂的这个 tilak 圣泥的这个标记也不尽相同。
But the most important thing is to always remember Krishna.
但是这里的核心就是要时刻刻铭记 Krishna. Okay.
Any other questions?
I don't think so. 看一下还有没有问题。没有了。Okay.
Okay. So we'll finish here.
好，我们今天的课就讲到这里。
We pray for everybody's health and safety back in China.
我们为大家在中国的这个健康和安全祈祷。
We will be back soon.
我们很快就会回来。
We are missing China very much.
我们非常的想念中国。
And we pray that everybody can have a wonderful celebration of Sri Gopurnima.
我们也希望大家能够有一个非常好的 Gopurnim 的庆典。
That's on the 9th of March.
这个是在3月9号。
Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai, Sumukhi Mataji Ki Jai, Krishna Premi Mataji Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.
奉塔之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的齐坛念经是齐坛念乔瑞塔米塔的讲课，就到这里结束。我们现在讲到的还是《玛迦利拉中篇逍遥》的第20章。祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 知觉的一天。Hare Krishna， 下周同一时间再见。